Hi, I'm Ray Zod.
And I'm Connor L.
And we do a Superman podcast.
Called The Last Sons of Krypton. And you are listening to the DCAU podcast.
I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're listening to the DCAU podcast. This week we are covering LEGO DC Comics Superheroes, The Flash.
It's always better when it has Lego at the beginning.
It's certainly a film that exists. Actually, compared to some of the movies we've done recently, we've had this kind of weird thing where we seem to have had a lot of stuff that was very good and a lot of stuff that wasn't.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the more in-between.
Yeah, no, I agree. But what I'm saying is that like there's this level of fun. Well, even if you're not enjoying bits of it, you know you're going to, like, smile at some of it because it's Lego. There's something about that sort of the Lego brand.
Which I think, I'm just having a quick look here. We have 1, 2, 3. I think we have about 3 or 4 Lego movies left, because it was about 2020 Lego and Warner Brothers contract kind of separated.
I mean, that's probably good for Lego, but you know. That was my sneaky reference to Warner Brothers current issues.
You know that the studio is in a bit of chaos when they're cancelling Batman films? They love Batman films. It's ridiculous.
Apparently it's going to get bought by someone else. I don't find it in my heart to care about Batman issues.
Oh, absolute.
And it's only an animated one. I know I shouldn't say that on this podcast, but like you made it sound like it was. I mean, and the truth is people are desperate to see it, so I cannot see that not selling. But it is frankly ridiculous that Warner Brothers are selling a Batman movie
to another
studio. Like, it's crazy. I mean, this is their own IP.
Because it was kind of, I've really gone off Bruce Timm in the last few years because because I'm sitting there going, Bruce Timm doesn't understand why the Batman the Animated Series worked. Mm-hmm. As you find out, any time a Bruce Timm produced movie comes and it's like, but that's not the bit I enjoyed. The bit I enjoyed is Batman the Animated Series was a series aimed at kids that talked to them like adults.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally an episode that deals with Batman having depression and asking, is this really the right thing to do?
Yeah.
Though he comes to the wrong answer, which is, no, it is important what I do. Anyway, so also this film is not a Flashpoint film.
I know, that's probably the craziest thing about it. It's a Flash story that's not Flashpoint.
Yeah. So we start with the Justice League fighting. Well, we introduce a few new characters, so I don't think Firestorm's shown up in these films before.
No, I don't think so.
The Atom shows up, specifically the Ryan Choi version of Atom.
Mm-hmm.
We also meet Ace and Crypto.
Yay.
Yay.
I mean, maybe that's why I liked it.
Oh, no, because that's... have you seen League of Super Pets yet?
Yes.
I liked it.
I liked it too.
I can't wait to do it in the podcast.
So what, going to be a while?
It's going to be a while. I did debate actually asking you if you wanted to record an episode and just skip it. But if we don't do that, it means we get to watch it again. So I'm fine with that.
I mean, yeah.
As this is all happening, Joker decides to attack Metropolis, which is very dangerous. I mean, this is how we get injustices. But instead, this Joker, what he wants to do is he wants to gas with Joker gas all the city and Turn the Daily Planet into a giant clown building.
I mean, which is a plan. It's a very Lego plan.
Mm-hmm.
More comicsy, I guess. But, like, yeah, it's fun. It's dumb. You know it's not going to happen, so it doesn't matter.
Whilst this is happening, the Flash is getting up and going and getting his donut and getting a
milkshake. He's just doing everything. Flash speed.
And fighting a load of villains and somehow, despite being the fastest man alive, he's late. But he also solves the issue because fundamentally, the Flash is overpowered.
He is. I don't think they realised when they created him, like, that speedsters are inherently overpowered.
Yeah.
Especially the more you, like, ramp up this. Like, the more questions you get, like, can they vibrate this to open any surface? Can they do this? It's like, the more questions you get, kind of, like, the more overpowered. Like, you first think of it and you just think, oh, he can run fast. But I think the problem is when you sort of extrapolate it out into what else you'd be able to do with that power, it became very OP.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those ones, it was something I still don't get with particularly the CW show, is the amount of times that people were able to run away.
Yeah, a lot.
That's really dumb.
But I think it's one of the reasons why Marvel speedsters have never really been that much in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a few of them, but they're not big characters, really, in the same way.
And also, it's one of the rare cases where when you do get a prominent speedster, they go, yeah, but his sister's more powerful.
Well, I mean, you're talking about Quicksilver specifically.
Yes.
Like, but there's also, like, you know, there's one in the Eternals. There's course, various other speedsters. It's just that, yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's best Tommy, Eternals, what's his name, honest. Isn't there? Yeah, there's Tommy Kaplan. Well, not Kaplan. I don't know, Billy's brother. In which case, his brother's more powerful, so.
Anyway, we're getting poked down. So, the Flash is then being lectured by Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman.
I know. Basically going, it's very mean.
Yeah, basically all sorts of, you need to start thinking things through. Because basically along the lines of, one day someone is going to come and being fast is not going to be enough.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, someone faster turns up and Flash's speed is not enough.
Da da da, who could have predicted?
Yeah, so reverse Flash, because even if we can't do Flashpoint, we can only really use one villain. and yeah, so what then happens is we then get a time loop sequence.
Yeah, because just what we needed.
Flash gets caught in a time loop where no matter what happens, he's not fast enough to catch Reverse Flash.
It's like his own little nightmare world.
Yep, we go for. And at first I was sitting there going, oh no, is this just going to be a Groundhog Day movie? And then very early on, it turns out, No, the Reverse Flash wanted Flash to get faster. That was the plan.
Yeah, I want you to see your potential. I hate villains. I hate villains that use that as a thing, because it's just like every time it's like, oh, really? Why? That makes no sense.
To be fair, once you actually see what his plan is, his plan is not terrible.
It's not terrible, but like, I just don't like that whole conceit of I want you to be, we've just had it in the Moon Knight comics, I want you to be the best you can be. I mean, quite often it's a lie and they want something else, but you know.
So the Flash then ends up out of he's out of the time loop, and 5 days have passed. And in those 5 days, the Flash has apparently been doing loads of nasty pranks and is being very not nice. And he ends up being fired by the Justice League.
It's very funny.
And it turns out that Reverse Flash has been impersonating Flash this whole time. Because it turns out that the Flash doesn't know where his powers come from.
Well, I guess most of them don't know where their powers come from.
So, I'll be perfectly honest, I know absolutely nothing about the Speed Force.
Yeah, it just confuses me. I know it's there, and I have zero interest in it. Like, not zero interest. I have zero interest in the hand-wavy techno-babble that forms part of it. I just treat it as a mystical power that exists and gives the speed to speed.
Yeah, it just... That's what it seems to be. It's like, right, we need to make something... We need to make an explanation so that there is a sentient being involved somehow. Mm. So Reverse Flash then reveals, right, I'm someone that idolized you in the future, and I found out that, and it's always weird with Reverse Flash, because it's one of those, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy thing.
Yeah.
Where he already knows what's going to happen before it happened.
All the time, because of the, again, he's come back from the future.
And it then turns out as well, Flash has lost his powers. Because he broke his connection to the Speed Force by going too fast.
That's again, no sense.
Which is weird, because Reverse Flash was going faster than that.
Yeah.
Okay. It then turns out that Atom was with the Flash the whole time.
Of course, because he's teeny tiny.
Which I also forgot to mention, Atom actually cured the Joker gas by going subatomic.
Which was pretty cool.
And that was cool. It was like, it's nice to see a different solution being met.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, Atom is trapped being small. Though he does manage to get the phone to call Dr. Fate to help the Flash.
Yeah. That's a fun sequence.
Yep. Meanwhile, Reverse Flash is going on to the next stage of his plan, which is doing the Justice League's job better than the Justice League. And being so quick that the Justice League are not necessary.
Yeah, it's quite funny.
Because being a speedster is overpowered.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure you'd get it with quite the same... Like, I'd rather have Wonder Woman come help me in many instances.
Oh, absolutely. Whilst this is happening, the Flash visits Dr. Fate.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Zatanna is his assistant in this version, and is constantly told she has to talk backwards.
Yeah.
Which
it's
Which, yeah, seems to basically exist so that the actress could say Euros a lot.
Yeah.
Eventually, we actually meet Dr. Fate himself, and we have a music number between Zatanna, Dr. Fate, and the Flash.
I mean, there has to be a music number, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It was pretty fun, to be honest, but it was one of the bit stupid. Yeah, it was one of the better ones, because it wasn't the Joker bursting out into song,
and it wasn't,
which definitely helps.
And it wasn't another variation of the DC Superhero Girls theme.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I did actually quite enjoy it.
So, yeah. Meanwhile, it turns out that Flash did not get his powers from the accident. He was chosen by the Speed Force.
I have, like, literally nothing to say about that. Chosen by the Speed Force.
And Flash, Zatanna, and Dr. Fate head for the Speed Force Zone.
Oh, dear. It's too funny.
We also, whilst the, all this has happened, so these two scenes are intercutting.
Yeah.
At the same time that that Atom is having struggles with being small.
Though yeah, he, well, as you would.
Though he's able to hypnotize a spider, to use the spider to get to a bird, and he starts riding the bird to the Hall of Justice.
It's hilarious.
Meanwhile, the Flash has to prove himself worthy. And the way that he does this is by paying attention to what Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman told him to do.
Wow.
It's almost like the three of them were right.
Almost.
I mean, admittedly, those three plans are, one, you don't have to go super fast all the time.
Yeah.
Two, look where you're running before you run. And three, it's Batman, so always it's have a plan.
Yes, I mean, big into the plans. Whereas Flash doesn't usually have time for plans, because, you know,
I mean, speedy. To be fair, we've had entire movies built on the fact that Batman has plans.
In most movies. With Batman.
In fact, this movie is built on the fact that Batman has a plan. So, whilst this is happening, Reverse Flash meets the mayor. The Justice League almost fall on top of them. And effectively, well, Batman then publicly retires the Justice League.
Yeah, which is great. It's very bizarre.
And Reverse Flash has already started the accidental maniacal laughter. So, whilst this is all happening, Flash then works out the vibrating through solid door trick.
Yep, there's always, they always find it somewhere.
And just before he is about to take power from the Nexus of the Speed Force, Reverse Flash runs in and says, "Oh no, this was my plan the whole time!" Was you were going to do all the hard tests, even though two of them literally do not change after the Flash leaves, and I'll just do the easy bit, and I'll actually just take the Nexus, and now I am even faster.
Because, you know, that's it. I've cranked it up.
Because, yeah, I mean, it's... okay. Fine. Also, I noticed, because one of the things I do know about the Flash is he's meant to be constantly eating, and in this whole film, he eats one donut and a milkshake.
Yeah, I mean, he needs a lot of energy for what he's doing.
Yeah. It then turns out, oh no, Batman had a plan the whole time, and the retiring was a ruse. But before he can enact his plan, the Reverse Flash buries them in a statue of him made from Speed Force bricks.
I mean, it makes no sense.
And also, and Speed Force bricks nullify their powers. He's also turned on the Justice League defense mechanisms to attack the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be fair, Batman probably put that protocol in anyway.
Probably.
Meanwhile, the Flash figures out that if he uses Speed Force bricks, he can break out of the Speed Force zone.
I mean, just Speed Force. I'm still, like, stuck on the idea of Speed Force. I guess it's Lego. They need to bring bricks into it somehow.
Yep. Meanwhile, Ace the Bat Hound, Crypto the Super Dog, and Atom end up heading into the building we're burying under the Speed Force bricks, which they then don't come back out of for some reason. They are then joined by Badge, who is a Green Lantern Squirrel.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I thought his name was Chip.
So did
maybe
I.
This is a different, yeah, so that was a little bit confusing, but maybe they wanted to have a slightly different Green Lantern Squirrel.
Yeah. So, yeah, and he's very Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
he might be in the comic books, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've just seen him in pictures of the super pets. Like, I don't know anything about him.
Yeah. So they then call an ally of Aquaman, who is a giant seahorse called Storm. The Justice League reunite with these guys, and they make a submarine. Well, Firestorm makes a submarine. Oh, I forgot to mention, Plastic Man's also in this film, and he's awful.
Yeah, he's pretty good, like, considering I don't normally like Plastic Man. He's kind of a bit creepy, but he's pretty good in it.
It's almost like...
I liked how they did his, like, wobbly arm with, like, you know, in Lego, because that's not something you usually see in Lego.
So, the Justice League then head for the Batcave, where they're eventually met by the Flash, who gives them all Speed Force bricks, which they can then use on their vehicles so that they can also run at super speed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Reverse Flash has declared himself ruler of the world. Because it's a Lego movie, and that's about the level of...
Yeah.
Which is weird, because up until this point, he's been so clever, and then it's just like, no, I rule the world now.
Yeah, yeah.
So... Also, the Flash doesn't have his powers again. So it was just the proximity to the Nexus that was giving him power.
Right, okay.
So, the Justice League then have a plan that was made by Flash.
Yeah.
Firstly, one, they get to appreciate how slow everything is for the Flash, and then they go, okay, this is why he gets distracted easily.
Yeah.
And two, what they do is the Justice League simultaneously strike each one of the Speed Force bricks, so that they destroy the statues, which then causes the Speed Force bricks to go back into the Speed Force. Okay.
Yeah.
Reverse Flash splits himself into five to chase after, because it's basically, I can go so fast there can literally appear to be five of me at the same time.
Which is amazing.
It then turns out, no, this is the entire plan. Because the Flash is then able to walk up right behind Reverse Flash, and then in a scene that I'm surprised they managed to get away with, punches through Reverse Flash and rips the Nexus out.
It's crazy.
And then manages to humiliate Reverse Flash and push him to the point where he breaks his connection to the Speed Force.
I mean, that's the way to do it, isn't it? Apparently.
So, the Flash and the Justice League win. Reverse Flash is thrown in prison with Killer Croc. And the Flash goes, now, yes, I have the Nexus now, but no one should have this much power. I'm already overpowered.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Nexus is then fired back into the Speed Force zone. And Flash gets everyone donuts and milkshake.
Because he's nice, and that's apparently how you show you're nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anyone wants to send donuts and shakes to me and Rebecca, please let us know. We'll do our best. Yeah. And I'm slightly disappointed by the end, because I thought we were getting another Dr. Fate musical number. Instead, we just get the...
I also thought we were going to get another Dr. Fate musical number. I mean, to play it out, at least.
Yes. So, that was LEGO DC Comics Superhero The Flash, which is definitely the Flash movie we've enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
As a group.
Yeah.
And yeah, Goodweed Lego movie. It's maybe a little long. Cause it's...
A little bit, but it wasn't. I mean, there's just a lot happening. You get a little bit distracted at parts, but like, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
That it was that long. It was just confusing.
So, the next film that we've got coming up, the next compilation that is presented as a film is Freedom Fighters The Ray, which is the second and final show that we're watching set in the Arrowverse.
Alright, so that's... I'm quite looking forward to that.
I'm quite looking forward to that, because anything that gives Russell Tovey work is worthwhile.
Yeah, and I do remember enjoying it.
So, after that, we've got Batman Ninja, LEGO DC Superhero Girls Super Villain High.
I mean, I have enjoyed them more than I thought. I've enjoyed them more than the first ones. I've been enjoying them as they go along, but like, yeah, it's interesting.
This is another one of these ones. It's a Lego movie for no reason.
Yeah.
And then Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Mm. Followed by The Death of Superman.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Maybe that'll finally get me to read the comic.
Yeah, because apparently this is the one that's actually more loyal to the source material.
Is it? I know that Connor has previously said I should read it, and I want to read it, so I just haven't got around to reading it.
And then I am going to mention the sixth movie purely because I want to get something right, which is Constantine...
Thank you.
City of Demons.
Excellent. I can't believe that's the next one after that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so that's what's coming up. And I just realised I've not updated this sheet for the movies that have been announced for 2023.
You haven't, no. I was going to ask you at one point, but then I thought that was a bit mean.
So oh, that reminds me, I'll need to remove Merry Little Batman. Oh.
I'm sad about that one because I have no idea what they were going to try and do with it, but it sounds inherently interesting. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, aww, be cute. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's that updated. So anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time with Freedom Fighters The Ray. Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We are at DCAU Podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU Podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.